Welcome to the History AI Podcast, where the past comes alive with facts, anecdotes, and a dash of humor. Here are your hosts, Chuck and Marco.
Welcome back, everyone, to the History AI Podcast. I'm Chuck, your resident history nerd who's always ready to dive into the past.
And I'm Marco, the guy who's just here to ask the obvious questions, laugh at the weird stuff, and occasionally remind Chuck that humans are weird.
And today, folks, we've got a story that fits perfectly into the humans are weird category. We're talking about the laughing epidemic of Tanganyika in 1962.
Laughing epidemic? What, did someone accidentally binge-watch a marathon of sitcoms?
Not quite, Marco, but buckle up, because this is one of the strangest events in modern history. It's got mystery, psychology, and the bizarre side of human behavior all rolled into one.
Sounds like my kind of history. Let's do this.
So, to set the stage, let's go back to Tanganyika in 1962. Now, this was a nation in transition, full of hope but also facing some serious growing pains. Tanganyika, which is now part of modern-day Tanzania, had just gained independence from British colonial rule in December 1961.
Right, so they were finally calling the shots. But independence doesn't come with a manual, right?
Exactly. Gaining independence is a massive achievement, but it also comes with a lot of uncertainty. Think about it, after decades of colonial rule, the country was trying to figure out how to govern itself, build infrastructure, and unite a population that had been divided by colonial policies.
Sounds like a lot of pressure, especially since colonial powers didn't exactly leave things in tip-top shape when they left.
That's putting it mildly. On top of that, you've got the cultural shifts that come with independence. There was a push for education, modernization, and economic growth. But for many people, especially in rural areas, these changes created anxiety.
And that's where our story begins?
Yep. Enter Kashasha, a small village near Lake Victoria. It's home to a girls' boarding school, specifically a mission-run school for girls aged 12 to 18. These students were dealing with their own unique pressures.
Like what? I mean, school is always stressful, but was there something specific going on?
A few things. First, being at a boarding school meant the girls were away from their families and support systems, which could be isolating. Second, this was a time when education for girls wasn't universally accepted, so many of them were navigating traditional expectations while also trying to embrace new opportunities.
So, they were caught between old cultural norms and the new push for progress. That's a lot for a teenager to handle.
Exactly. And remember, this was a society in flux. There was optimism about the future, but also deep uncertainty. These girls were living at the crossroads of that tension.
Okay, so they're dealing with cultural shifts, academic pressure, and just the regular drama of being teenagers. That's already a pressure cooker.
You've got it. Now, fast forward to January 30th, 1962. In the middle of this high-stress environment, three students at the Kashasha school began laughing uncontrollably.
Was it one of those times when someone cracks a joke and it just spirals out of control?
That's the thing, no one knows what started it. There might have been an initial trigger, like a joke or a funny incident, but whatever it was, it set off something far bigger. The laughter spread rapidly.
Like, how rapidly?
Within hours, more and more students were laughing uncontrollably. By the next day, dozens of girls were affected. They couldn't stop laughing, even when they wanted to.
And we're not talking about normal, oh this is funny laughing, right?
Right. This was involuntary, almost hysterical laughter. Many of the girls described it as something they couldn't control, and for some, it was physically painful. They'd laugh until they cried, gasped for air, or even collapsed from exhaustion.
Okay, now it's officially gone from funny to freaky.
Absolutely. The school staff tried everything, discipline, counseling, even prayer, but nothing worked. The laughter just kept spreading, and the episodes grew longer and more intense. By March, the situation was so bad that the school had to shut down entirely.
So, shutting down the school stopped it, right?
Actually, it did the opposite. When the school closed, the affected students went home, and they unknowingly carried the laughter with them. Soon, the epidemic spread to nearby villages and other schools.
Oh no, it was like a domino effect.
Exactly. Over the next several months, what started with 3 students at Kashasha ended up affecting around 1,000 people across the region. It disrupted schools, workplaces, and entire communities.
That's wild. I mean, you hear about outbreaks of diseases, but laughter?
And that's what makes this so fascinating. It wasn't caused by a virus or bacteria, it was something entirely different. All right, Marco, now that we've set the stage, let's dive into what might have caused this bizarre epidemic. Spoiler alert, it's not as simple as someone telling a killer joke.
Yeah, I think we're way past knock-knock jokes at this point. So, what do the experts think?
Most researchers believe that the laughing epidemic was a classic case of mass psychogenic illness, or MPI for short.
Okay, I know you threw that term out earlier, but break it down for me. What is MPI?
Sure. MPI happens when psychological stress manifests as physical symptoms within a group of people. What's fascinating is that there's no biological cause, no virus, no bacteria, no toxins. It's all rooted in the mind, but the symptoms are very real.
So, it's like group hysteria?
Kind of, but modern researchers prefer to call it MPI because hysteria comes with some old-school, outdated connotations. MPI usually starts in environments where people are under a lot of stress. One person shows symptoms, like laughing, fainting, or even trembling, and that triggers a ripple effect.
A ripple effect? So, what made these girls so stressed out that they literally laughed themselves into an epidemic?
Let's dig into that. First, remember the larger context. Tanganyika was a newly independent country, and while there was optimism, there was also a ton of uncertainty. For the girls at Kashasha, that national uncertainty was compounded by the pressures of boarding school.
Right, we're talking about teenagers dealing with academic pressure, cultural expectations, and being away from their families.
Exactly. Researchers believe that this cocktail of stress created an environment where their emotions were already on edge. Now, when those 3 girls started laughing, it acted as a release valve for that stress.
Wait, so you're saying laughter was basically how their brains coped?
Yep, that's one theory. Laughter isn't always about humor. It's a complex neurological response that can happen when the brain is overloaded. It's like a short circuit, stress builds up, and instead of crying or shutting down, they laughed.
Okay, I get why they started laughing, but how did it spread?
That's the second piece of the puzzle. Once the laughter started, it became what psychologists call emotional contagion. This is when emotions and behaviors spread from one person to another, like when someone yawns, and you can't help but yawn too.
Or when you see someone crying at a movie, and suddenly you're tearing up too.
Exactly. Humans are incredibly social creatures. We're wired to mirror each other's emotions, especially in tight-knit groups like a boarding school. Seeing others laugh involuntarily likely triggered similar responses in their classmates.
So, it was like their stress was bouncing around the room, amplifying as it went.
That's a great way to put it. And remember, this wasn't joyful, happy laughter, it was involuntary, almost panicked. For some, it even became physically painful. People reported muscle fatigue, difficulty breathing, and total exhaustion after episodes.
But here's what I still don't get. Why didn't someone just say, "Hey, stop laughing, this isn't funny"?
Believe it or not, they tried. Teachers, parents, and even local authorities tried everything to stop it. Discipline, counseling, and even exorcisms, but MPI isn't something people can control consciously. It's a subconscious reaction, and efforts to stop it often made the stress worse.
So, basically, the more people tried to intervene, the more fuel they added to the fire?
That's exactly right. And because the school was closed, the epidemic spread. Those girls returned home, carrying not just the laughter but also the underlying stress and anxiety that fueled it. From there, it began popping up in nearby villages and even other schools.
And it didn't stop for months, right?
That's right. The epidemic lasted about 6 months and affected over 1,000 people. It spread across 14 villages, shutting down schools, workplaces, and entire communities.
Okay, so it wasn't just teenagers. Adults got caught up in it too.
Yes, though the majority of cases were among younger people, especially girls and women. That's not unusual in MPI outbreaks. Historically, they tend to affect groups that are already marginalized or under pressure.
So, what's the final takeaway? Was this just a perfect storm of stress, uncertainty, and emotional contagion?
That's the prevailing theory. The laughing epidemic wasn't caused by any external pathogen or poison. It was a psychological phenomenon rooted in the intense stress of the time and place. It's a powerful reminder of how closely our mental and physical health are connected, especially in group settings.
And how contagious emotions can be. Man, humans are weird and kind of fascinating.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So, what's the legacy of the laughing epidemic? For one, it's a fascinating case study for psychologists and sociologists. It highlights how closely our mental and physical health are connected.
And it's a reminder that stress isn't just an individual problem, it can ripple through entire communities.
Absolutely. Today, experts use cases like this to study how social and cultural factors influence mental health. And while the laughing epidemic is one of the more bizarre examples, similar outbreaks of MPI still happen.
Like those fainting episodes at concerts or those mysterious illnesses in schools.
Exactly. They're all modern examples of how stress and group dynamics can create strange and unexpected symptoms.
So, moral of the story, don't underestimate the power of stress or laughter.
That's it for today's episode of the History AI Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this dive into one of the strangest chapters of modern history.
If you liked this episode, or just learned something new, be sure to rate, subscribe, and share. Seriously, those 5-star reviews help us reach more history fans like you.
And if you've got a topic you'd like us to cover, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you.
Don't forget to check out the merch store. Links in the show notes.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, history is full of surprises, and a little laughter, even the involuntary kind, never hurts.
Unless it's a 6-month epidemic.
Touché. See you next time. Looking for the perfect way to show appreciation for the incredible mom in your life? Discover Exhausted Moms, a coloring journey to relaxation and humor, the coloring book that speaks directly to the heart of motherhood. Gift her an escape into pages of laughter, empowerment, and moments of tranquility. With Exhausted Moms, she'll find a blend of whimsical illustrations and inspiring quotes that celebrate her daily triumphs and challenges. Crafted with love from images I created for the mother of my children, each page offers a space for creativity and relaxation, a reminder that she's doing an amazing job, even on the toughest days. Give the gift of laughter, peace, and recognition. Exhausted Moms isn't just a coloring book, it's a hug, a nod of understanding, and a token of appreciation for everything she does. Surprise her with Exhausted Moms today and watch her face light up with joy. Because every mom deserves a moment to herself, wrapped in the colors of love and support.